Former Liberal leader John Hewson will join us then, along with Miriam Lyons from the Centre for Policy Development and HSBC economist Paul Bloxham. They'll join you straight after that 7 o'clock news. But we're double dipping with John Hewson on this budget night. He joins you now. Dr. Hewson, good evening.
Evening, Jonathan. How are you?
Very well. Now,
double dipping. Sounds like Wayne Swan, doesn't it?
Now. Now, it's interesting comment today on the state of the economy from none other than former Prime Minister John Howard, who told a Finance Association conference on Friday that the Australian economy is in top shape. That's not the same message that we get from the contemporary Liberal leadership, from Joe Hockey or Tony Abbott.
No, I mean, if you look at our relative position in terms of growth, unemployment, inflation, the size of the deficit and so on, yes, we're in pretty good relative shape. But if you step back and take a somewhat longer-term, more structural view, our cost of living is about double what it should be, our productivity is about half what it should be, our interest rates are too high and our dollar's too high. So, you know, you can argue the case either way, if you like.
But those are the really tough things, aren't they, John Hewson? And you would hope it might, but it would be unlikely that the budget this evening will sort of come to grips with some of those deep and structural issues.
No, that's right. I mean, I expect it to be essentially a political document, and they've become increasingly political, I guess, over the years. They do have economic impacts, of course, but I think it's essentially a political document. It's sort of trying to position them on their two big policy initiatives, that's GOMSKI and the National Disability Insurance Scheme, to say, look, we're going to deliver these and they can be funded, even though I don't know how on earth you can estimate the funding of disability schemes when you can't yet define disability. You know, you have no eligibility criteria at all. But, and, you know, 10-year numbers, as Treasury can't predict them, you know, this afternoon. Going out 10 years is a big ask.
Well, there's a lot of talk.
But they're going to claim. They're going to claim that. Mm. And there'll be a few moves that they can say are in the Labor tradition. I think the abolishing of the baby bonus, they'll sell like that. Infrastructure, you know, building for the medium term, whether or not that's funded. I think it's a pretty cruel budget in that sense because they won't be funded. I mean, it's a bit of a time bomb over the fence for Tony Abbott if he wins in September.
And I imagine this is not the budget that Julia Gillard and Wayne Swan thought they would be delivering ahead of an election. You know, if you took them back 12 months ago, they would have been hoping that, okay, we'll have a little surplus and we'll get a bit of generosity and some electoral goodwill going. But they're a long way away from that.
Well, they were hoping to run, obviously, as good economic managers, and I guess the polling suggests that they are lagging way behind the Abbott opposition in terms of their standing as economic managers. And look, too many commitments to deliver a surplus this year and having to now admit failure. So I think, you know, six and out for Swan, really.
John Hewson, thanks for your time. We'll
talk to you later, mate.
We'll be back.